is The Escape List, and I'm Tara.
And I'm Rachel.
And this is Maxie Renee Maggio.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. My middle name is Christine, for anybody wondering. So, hey, you guys, how are we doing? How are we feeling?
I am on a roller coaster. Ooh. Because we're in like the last few weeks of post-production for Rom-Com Pods, and the editing process is insane because it's a really heavily sound designed show. The editing is, you know, really important. It's not like when you have a chat show and you're kind of just cutting the best bits together. This is following a script, whatever. It's really intense. And so there are like great moments when we listen to a new version of something and it sounds amazing. And also I'm just exhausted because it is now a full-time job on top of my regular running a company. So that is a lot. So I feel like I go up and down between like a 3 and an 8. It's extremes.
But you're reaching the, you got like 11 days left. You're going to make it after all.
Oh my God. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Me too. It'll be good. It's carrying me through. Maxie, how are you?
Okay. How am I? I'm going to say a 7.
Okay.
I'm doing okay. You know, I'm busy with work stuff. That's good. Like, I like vibing, keep staying busy. I'm alone in my apartment again. For those of you who don't know, my angelic mother was here for like 9 days. And while I love her more than anyone in the world.
Rude.
I don't want to be with anybody for 9 days. I'm sorry. Did you birth me? If we do a birthing ceremony, you can have a tie.
Okay.
But until then.
I'm down for that.
Can I preside over this? You know I officiate things.
You are an excellent officiant.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
of course.
This is great. I can't wait.
But I really missed alcohol because I don't drink in front of my mom. And I also missed.
At all?
Being alone. Like, no, not at all. Like, and not because she would ever say anything. I just, like, this is going to make me sound like an alcoholic. That's fine. I do not enjoy one glass of wine. Like, if I have a glass of wine, I want
2 3.
More.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And there's no world where I'm having 3 glasses of wine in front of my mom. Because to her, the appropriate amount of wine is like a half a glass. Like, she just doesn't. Mm-hmm. She's the world's tiniest person. She doesn't ever, ever drink. So, like, if I had 3 glasses of wine, she wouldn't scold me. But, like, there's just no
upside. She'd be horrified.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Yeah. Internally, she would be like, what are you doing?
So, I have relatives like that who just aren't big drinkers or don't drink. And yeah, it just feels weird because we know that like 3 glasses of wine occasionally is not a big deal, but it's different strokes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm a 7 because I'm like, I'm having my wine again. You know, it's nice outside. It is what it is, bros.
All right.
How about you, Tara?
I think I'm probably a 7. I just did a birthday call for a friend, and that was awesome, just to, like, you know, celebrate life milestone stuff and things. So that was good. And today I actually, like, went and did work stuff outside of my house. It was good. It was, you know, open spaces and masks and social distancing and all the things. So
nice.
It felt good. Like, I was a little apprehensive. I was like, am I just going to hate leaving my house and going to do work?
Yeah.
But because, you know, I was like, I like really need time to reacclimate to going anywhere. But it was good. Like, it was nice to get out and talk to people and just do some work stuff. And I was only gone for like, you know, a few hours. So it was manageable. And I came back to the scurried home to the safety of my house with my dog. So that's good. So a 7. I think things are good.
Well, today we're going to take a break from escaping because I think we've done all the things that we can do. We'll come up with more. But for today, we're going to change it up and play a game supplied to us by friend of the pod, Becca Freeman.
Yes.
She suggested, she said this is one of her favorite questions to ask people. So we're all going to give our own responses and see how they compare. If you could only have 5 beverages for the rest of your life, like someone gave you a tap in your house, or I guess it follows you around everywhere you go, but it only dispenses 5 specific drinks.
Is it weird that I assume they were shooting out of your fingers?
No, I did too. I feel like the fingers were involved.
Oh, I like fingers. Sure.
I think it was like finger taps. Like, that's how I thought about it. Whereas, like...
Yeah, so each... This finger is shooting out something. And then that one shoots out something else.
Yeah, it got weird. Like, there's, like... So you have... here's my right hand. It's got five taps. And it goes... Psh,
psh, psh, psh, psh. It's like your Wolverine, but instead of blades, it's booze. Or...
Yeah.
Beverage.
So all of Rachel's are alcohol based.
Oh, I didn't include any alcohol in mine. Was I supposed to include alcohol? You
definitely have at least one alcohol. <I'm kidding. laughs> My God. Mine were all alcohol until you reminded me that coffee exists and that I might want to put water on there. I just thought water was a given. Like, that's separate.
No, you can drink your own urine, but not water.
Wow. Well, you can only drink your own urine once or twice, and then it doesn't hydrate you anymore.
Yeah.
So that's not a long-term solution.
I mean, I have water on there. I love water. Water is legitimately my favorite beverage in the world.
No, I love water, too. Water is very important to me. I just thought it was not include. I thought it was a gimme.
That makes sense. Let's get into it.
Okay.
Yeah. Who's going first?
I'll go.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, water.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Out of the thumb.
Oh.
Just I want to
say. Did you specify what kind of water?
Just.
Are we talking temperature, honestly, bubbles, flavored?
Well, we still have a refrigerator and a stove, so we can heat the drinks up. I would say flat water. I'm not fucking around with bubbles. I mean, I like a sparkling water, but there are times I just want water. So I've got to do flat tap water. I mean, if we're gonna, Evian is good, Fiji is good, but I'm thinking we're gonna keep it green and just go a tap water out of the thumb.
Sure. I like it.
Okay, number two, Coke Zero.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is that's my soda. I drink it. I love it. I think it tastes delicious. I want it to be cold, refrigerator temperature, shooting out of the world, right? Okay. Number three, red wine.
What kind of red wine?
Zinfandel, a red Zin.
Okay.
If I have to pick, I'm sure that there are better red wines than this, but just thinking of a red wine that I don't seem to really get tired of, there's I think it's Rubus Zinfandel that they sell at Whole Foods that I can drink until the end of time. At the beginning of quarantine, that's what I purchase six bottles of. It's delicious. It goes down easy. Perfect. Okay. Iced latte.
Oh.
So if we're going to be specific, it's the iced latte at the Whole Foods coffee bar.
Sure.
That I miss so much.
Yeah.
Because it's four shots of espresso and a little bit of milk. So just want it to be really concentrated. Because in this scenario, I can have a tiny cup of iced coffee right now if I want. Or I could have a venti.
Could just be do you suck your fingers in this? I don't know. That's good.
I think it shoots out, which is my dream.
Yeah.
Like a water pick.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
but not that much pressure.
And last but not least, Aperol Spritz.
Oh,
I needed a summer cocktail. Well, first of all, let's be honest. There were 15 cocktails I wanted to put on here.
Yeah.
It just is hard. Or adult beverages that I wanted to put on there. But I knew I needed something that was a great summer patio drink, I would be happy having this on the beach. I would be happy having this on vacation.
Yeah.
Basically when I'm not in the mood for a red wine, but I still want alcohol. That's it. And I would like everyone to be proud of me for not selecting sugar-free Red Bull, but I could not lose any of the things on there. They're all too important to me.
I am very surprised.
Very surprised
to see that
it's
omission
not on there.
That's it. Who's next?
I'll go. So water, obviously. And I think I'm the same. Tap water. I went back and forth. I do like some bubbles in the water, but I think I'll stick to the tap. And then a good IPA. And I haven't, I could probably, if I thought, I need to do more taste tests and find, my all-time favorite. Because I just, I love trying new IPAs, but I need a hoppy, bitter, ferocious IPA. And then coffee. And I think I'm just going to go with regular hot coffee because I could put it over ice in theory, right?
Yeah. You can make ice with your water finger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with my water finger. So because I love iced coffee in the summer and regular coffee in the winter. So I'm okay, fine. I'll just use my coffee finger to make iced coffee when I need it.
I never prefer warm coffee.
Really?
I will drink warm coffee, but there's – it can be frigid temperatures, and I'm like, when I go to Minnesota for work,
yeah,
people look at me so weird because I'll be like in a coat, like everyone's so bundled up, and I'm standing on like the corner with my fucking venti iced coffee, just living my life. Delicious.
No, it's like it's been colder here. It's, but we were in the 50s now. It's almost Memorial Day, but I just like having that warm cup of coffee in the morning when it's cold.
Fair.
That's just like a thing.
I want a warm cup in the morning and an ice cup in the afternoon.
Okay.
Depending on how, if it's already too hot, I am very much based on temperature. If it's like under 65 degrees, I want hot. And if it's over, I want iced.
Mm-hmm. Where am I at? Four? Yeah, four. A dry, full-bodied red wine. And I have some feelings about that, but it needs to be, you know, I think a dry red wine. I don't have a brand specified.
Do you have a grape in mind?
It depends on the day. This is my struggle, is like having to pick like one grape.
I know. Yeah. It depends on the day and mood and stress level and everything. Like if I'm more stressed, if I had a bad day, I need like a really, really big, like a red wine that like punches you in the face. And if it's early afternoon or it's warm out, I want like a slightly chilled Pinot or, you know, something much lighter. So
I need like a seasonal tap. Like a seasonal.
You can't have one. That's
works. That's what I want in my heart. I just let the record show.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. And then finally, number five, a rye whiskey, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on the rye train for a while, and I think if I have
so
to commit to a whiskey, I would commit to a rye, maybe like a, I don't know. There's so many options for ryes, but like Reservoir is a local Richmond distillery.
Yeah, absolutely. But you're forgetting the best rye is Angel's Envy Rye.
Like, oh, that's
Angel's
true.
Envy Rye was on the fucking, like, on the edge for me.
Yeah.
I almost kicked out Coke Zero to make room for Angel's Envy Rye, but I'm like,
it's
I don't
so
drink that much.
Good.
But it's so fucking amazing.
I have the bottle. I bought the bottle when I was in Kentucky because I was like, I'm never going to be able to get that.
With me.
Well, it's here. I can't believe I haven't had it. To me, it's a precious treasure because I could never. I'm not gonna be able to get another bottle until I go back to fucking Kentucky again. So,
correct.
Anyway, that's my five.
I love it.
Okay, so.
Oh.
Since I have to have water on here, we're gonna have to figure out what gets kicked off together.
Okay.
Oh, this I like this. This is good. We save the work for the end.
So, I'm the same. I would just like classic. Room temp. I don't like ice water. My teeth are sensitive. So I want room temperature, filtered tap water. So fine. Great. Fucking water taking a spot on this list. I can't believe it.
I'm so sorry.
I love your bitterness.
Now I'm really torn because I just put coffee, but then I realized I need to be more specific than that. And I want both a flat white and iced coffee. But I think that I'm just going to go with a flat white because there's nothing as like satisfying and comforting as a flat white in the morning. And I do usually just have coffee in the morning because I get too jittery and anxious if I have two coffees.
Yeah. Right.
So I feel like that's more important to me is my morning coffee. And for my morning coffee, I want a hot flat white. Okay. Now we get – oh, and then red wine, obviously. If I could only have one drink for the rest of my life, it would be red wine, not water.
What kind? Define it. Though. I need you to expand.
A California Meritage.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. I fucking love a Meritage.
I love a Meritage. I've never had a bad one. They're always exactly what I want. And every piece of it is perfect in a wine. And they are big and bold, but I feel like it's not like a Cabernet where you really like want to be eating something with it. Like I can drink a Meritage on a patio. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's three.
Okay.
And I now have my four favorite cocktails.
Oh, God. Okay.
I assumed Mezcal is going to be on there.
Mezcal is in there as an Oaxacan Old Fashioned.
Okay. Tell us the other ones.
Okay. Paloma.
Yeah.
With fresh squeezed limes and grapefruit.
Yeah.
And a little salt.
Mm-hmm.
Scotch with one giant rock.
Right.
Yeah. Oaxacan Old Fashioned. And a Tito's dry martini with a lemon twist.
Oh, gosh.
I know. I think it needs to come down to either the scotch or the old fashioned, the mezcal old fashioned. And then the Paloma or the dry martini, because it's two cold drinks. Right. And I know the Scotch and the Oaxacan Old Fashioned have ice, but they're more like a late night.
Right.
They're, yeah. And they warm your body. Like, for me, right. Mm-hmm. How right. does my body yeah. feel afterward?
I mean, I think I need the martini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark, you need to be but able to have a perfect martini.
I need a perfect martini. I don't think I can give that up, which yeah. means that I have to give up the Paloma, which is really sad, but I can still have fresh grapefruit juice, which is the best part of that anyway. So, right. Oh no, I can't.
No, you can't.
You can't.
But I can eat a grapefruit.
Yes.
Okay. So I can't give up a martini.
I have a problem to present to you though.
Oh God.
What are you going to day drink?
Yeah, I know. I was thinking, because that would be the Paloma.
Right.
This is yeah.
Because Tara's got her beer. I got my Aperol.
I'll admit what I'm going to day drink, but you can't judge me.
Okay.
Red wine with an ice cube in it.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew you were going to say that. No, I knew fine. You were going to say that.
I'm drinking it right now. It's hot.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We know you're the that wine kind of was not in it's the fine. Fridge, so it has an ice cube in it. That's sorry, fine. Not sorry. It's good wine, too. Deal with it.
I'm no one is this
well,
is a judge.
Listeners are judging.
Well,
I get
they that's shouldn't fine. Be. You know what?
Maybe they should try it also. This could broaden their horizons. Mm. Just drop an ice cube in your nice red wine.
With ice.
I'm on the fence, but I would never shame you publicly. Mm.
Okay, so then what are you so we're doing martini.
Question.
Yes.
Yeah.
If the Oaxacan Old Fashioned is my choice, does this mean that I'm also allowed to have mezcal plain?
No.
It's mixed.
Right. Well, I don't want a mixed old fashioned is the other problem. Pre-mixed old fashions are disgusting.
No, but they taste however you want it.
It's the perfect.
Yeah.
It's the like perfect it comes, yes. mezcal old yes. fashioned.
When you shoot yes. it from your finger into the glass, it is exactly okay. what you
with
want.
With like a real cherry and a muddled yeah. cube of good brown sugar.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Ugh, but scotch.
I know.
But I can't not have mezcal, which is now making me think I want a mezcal Paloma and a martini. Because then the Paloma solves my day drinking problems.
Yes. Yeah.
I still have wine. So now the Paloma is like the daytime pool drink. The red wine is, you know, food, afternoon, evening, dinner. And then the martini right. is late night. Yes. But now I can never have whiskey.
Right.
Oh, God.
You guys.
Can we, but like, here's what happens.
Can we share our drinks?
Yes, this is what I'm asking. If I come over and visit Rachel, no. can I just be like, here's yeah. some Angel's Envy rye?
Yeah,
have no. some of it.
That makes it so easy. If that's
no, it does not.
No, but you know what would be interesting about it? Then you stay friends with people just because yes, of the right. booze that they have access
exactly.
to.
Exactly. And you're going to be like, oh, what mm-hmm. are you, oh. Like you, this would be a whole judgment scenario.
Yeah. Shit just got interesting.
No, you can't drink somebody else's.
And there'd be bros who'd be like Coors Light and 7 Up and you'd be
what
like.
What if you are yeah. in a relationship with someone, you're not allowed to drink their alcohol, their fingers?
No.
I think there are three
you
people.
You get to choose three?
You get three people in your life who are your designated drinker friends.
Can you swap them out?
No.
Yes. As your life changes.
No.
Yeah.
You guys yes. are making it way too easy. Because that means no, that I, you, wherever I am that day, I can be like, these three bitches are my person.
No,
I said
no.
Drink.
You can only switch.
No, it's not that simple.
You can only switch one a year.
There's a process.
Yeah. No.
It has to be like inner circle.
I reject it. Okay, I'll do this. Mm. You get one other person's tap, only one of their fingers per year.
Okay. So I could have just Tara's okay. Angel's Envy Rye for the, but that's right. it for yes. the year.
Right. You can have as much of it as Tara will give you.
Right, okay. But you get a rotating six.
Right. And you can't take it with you. It has to be
when I'm with her.
Oh, right, yeah, no. You. I think you have to be
okay,
with
so
the person.
Then yes.
Like,
you want to
no,
wait
like,
that.
Let me empty out my tap. Now I'm like imagining a whole alternate universe mm-hmm. where it's like, you know, bartenders Ooh. Are, you know, in hot Ooh. Demand because they what have they have in their fingers and their special roles. And I could write a book about this.
You should. I'd read it.
This was good. This I enjoyed fun. This. This is very fun.
Yeah.
I'm so glad it's not real.
Okay. Here, this is the question. Here it is. Here's the thing. If your hand drinks are free, but you can only have them, I take hand drinks free red wine for the rest of my fucking life, that's fine.
Oh, so you would do it. You're saying you would do it if, like, you never had to pay for any of these drinks again, but these were the only five you could have for the rest of your life.
Yes. Like, imagine it's your... obsolete. It's right now, and you somebody, the troll comes up to you and says, I have a magic wand, and I can either turn your hand into the faucet, but you can only drink that, but it's all free, or you can keep on with your normal life.
I think I would have to do that. I think I would have. I'd be so, I think I would regret it, but God. I still would have to take it.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Because five is also enough variety where I don't think you get sick of them.
Right.
Agreed.
I think I would be really sad about not having other alcohols, like especially other cocktails. Because I started out with a list of 12 things because there were a bunch of cocktails that I love and wanted to put on there. Like, and it also, there's something special about knowing it's like the best version of it, right? Like there's this place that's now closed that made a cucumber martini that was like fucking so incredible. Like I'd love to shoot that out of my hand.
Yeah, and just have it.
Or anywhere.
Well, I think too, like as your palate changes over time. Definitely. So like I feel like we should get like what I want to drink at 12 is not what I want to drink at 25 is not what
maybe
I want to drink
at 35. You get to switch it once a decade.
Maybe. Yeah, that seems fair.
Yeah.
I mean, water is a given for forever indefinitely. But yeah, it's like cool. I've been drinking the same coffee. Maybe I just want to switch brands or maybe I want, you know, like I think that would be a reasonable in this hypothetical situation.
That also gives you a little leeway if you make a mistake or like I have friends who became allergic to red wine. Imagine if that was one of your choices.
Ugh. Oh, my God.
Kill me.
Kill me.
Oh, fuck that.
Okay. Well, this was fruitful. I like this game playing because the nice thing is you guys can play at home and let us know how it went on social or sending us a voice memo.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please. We would love to hear from you. Tell us what five drinks you would like to shoot from your fingers.
Yeah, and which finger
is
which.
Be specific, you bitches.
Yeah. Thanks for playing.
Thanks. Bye.
So remind the people where they can find you.
I'm at Tara Goes on the Instagram.
I'm at Rachel G. King on all the social things.
And I'm at Maxi Maggio. You can also find the podcast at Escapeless Pod. You can subscribe or rate us 5 stars and write something about us anywhere you listen to podcasts. We love you so much.
We do.
We really do. It's a true story.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That was perfectly harmonized.
Is that what we're calling it?